So tell me about this Creative Climate project. What's it all about?
It's a 10-year diary project. We want to capture the human story of the decade from 2010 to 2020.
So what kind of diaries will I find on the website?
We hope that the diaries that we offer are going to offer people inspiration and fascination. So I think people are going to come probably with a search in mind. If they're not coming as diarists, if they're coming to drill down into the site, then obviously searching is going to throw up diaries relevant to your interests. But we want to edit the front page to keep throwing up some nice surprises for people. So next to one of the leading forestry scientists in the world, we're going to have a diary from a Buddhist monk. Next to him, we're going to have a diary from a leading artist. Taken together, I think it's going to be a really compelling account of humanity's best efforts in response to these really big challenges.
So how does someone like me get involved?
Well, very simply, we're making the best use of the weirdness of the web as both a publication medium and a participation medium, which allows people to dig out and find stuff that's of interest to them. We make an invitation to you to answer a small number of questions. You can also just go off piece and answer whatever questions you set yourself. Could be in text, could be in audio, could be in video, or you could put up a slideshow, maybe with a bit of commentary. We make very few assumptions about the medium that people will use.
Where can I access the Creative Climate Project?
www.open.ac.uk Creative Climate. The Open University is the host. It seems like a very natural home for it. We're a university. We care about looking at questions in the round. And we're also the world's leading, I think we can say, the world's leading distance learning university. So a very natural home for it.